Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
Lowe's knows how to help you save. This July 4th, get up to 40% off select Whirlpool kitchen appliances. Plus, get an additional 10% off when you buy two or three select major appliances. And when you buy four or more, you'll save an additional 20%. Find the right appliances and features that fit your kitchen's unique needs and style. Shop Whirlpool 4th of July deals at Lowe's. Valid through 7/9. See Lowe's.com for details. Savings vary based on purchase amount. Selection varies by location.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
On podcast 1809, the Polestar 4 have got all the details. Tesla cuts prices again and virtual power plants. We're trying a new thing, so you know when to expect the show. We go live at 5pm UK, that's midday Eastern every day. Patreon supporters get the episodes, though, as soon as they're ready and ad-free. Be like them by clicking on a link in the show notes. So good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you are in the world. It's EV News Daily, your trusted source of EV information for Wednesday, 19th of April. I'm Martin Lee, and I go through every EV story I can find around the world every day, so you don't have to. Let's start with the introduction of the Polestar 4. It's a coupe SUV, a performance SUV. The Polestar 4 sits somewhere between the 2 and the 3, both in terms of size and price. It'll be cheaper than their bigger SUV, the Polestar 3. It'll be the fastest car they've made to date, though, 0 to 62 miles an hour in 3.8 seconds with 544 horsepower. Dual motor and single motor options. The single motor will be rear wheel drive. The dual motor version has active suspension, wheel sizes 20 to 22 inches, 102 kilowatt hour battery. That's beefy. It's juicy. I'll take that, please. 102 kilowatt hour. Long range dual motor version, 560 kilometers WLTP. Long range single motor version, 600 kilometers WLTP. The Polestar 4 will charge pretty fast, not the best out there, but I'm not going to kick it out of bed at 200 kilowatts DC fast charging and 22 kilowatts AC. Bravo, Polestar. That should be the standard of any premium EV now with an AC onboard charger. They're getting cheaper to install in cars. No reason why we shouldn't have 22 kilowatts AC charging now in premium EVs. Bi-directional charging and vehicle to load. Heat pump comes as standard. Polestar says they got rid of the back window. And they got rid of the back window. It lets the glass roof widen. That allowed the designers to create an intense visual experience, they say, to compensate for the lack of a rear window and not feel like you're driving, I don't know, a delivery van that's only got wing mirrors. The Polestar 4 is fitted with a roof-mounted rear-view camera and a high-res screen for drivers to see what's behind them. I don't get on with the wing mirrors in the Audi e-tron or the Honda E, any of those cameras for wing mirrors. It doesn't work for me so well, but it kind of does, though, if I'm driving an EV and I can put the rear-facing camera, like on a Tesla, we can do it in the Hyundai Kona that we've got on the central screen. That does work. Maybe it's to do because it's in the middle of the car. I don't know. Maybe I'm just odd. That's probably likely. They say the lack of a rear window improves safety and that the camera improves a field of vision, and they say it was key to reduce drag and offer an immersive experience. Despite being a performance car, Polestar 4 highlights recyclability, they say, in low carbon materials, making it better to recycle at the end of its life. First out in China this November, and then the rest of the world, European, US, Asia Pacific, 2024. 12 cameras on the Polestar 4, one radar, 12 ultrasonics, a suite of sensors, and a dual display driver's display and a big 15-inch head-up display as well, with Pilot Pack offering some driver assistance, lane change, etc. Pricing, 60,000 euro vehicle. So, yeah, I can't believe I'm going to say this. That's pretty good for what this car is. I know that £55,000 or about $60,000 equivalent is ridiculously expensive. But honestly, in terms of pricing, in comparison of what you could get if you're cross-shopping a Model Y, performance, for instance, this is going to be very competitive. Polestar will also start production of the vehicles in South Carolina next year for US and European markets. Now, until now, Polestar's been exporting their Chinese-made vehicles, and they've been building the Polestar 2 to overseas markets, including the US. But Polestar delivered over 50,000 cars worldwide last year, but they want to do 80,000 cars this year, with a lot of those being the Polestar 2s, obviously. They only made a handful of Polestar 1s. And so making them in the US will give them access, you would hope, depending on the batteries, to federal tax credit money. That's a big, almost 5 minutes, actually. Maybe 4 minutes on the Polestar 4. Four on four, there you go. So what do you think of this vehicle? I'd love to hear from you if you've seen some pictures or just from my description. What do you think? Is Polestar a brand that's catching your attention? I'd love to hear from you and get your thoughts. Now, Tesla has slashed prices again, with brand new cars starting under $40,000. US dollars. Tesla has once again lowered the prices of 3 and Y in the US on the eve, just before their Q1 financial results. It's the second time this month, well, in a month, that they've reduced prices in the US. It follows years of steadily increasing prices, but as demand is going down, so say some, the company is reducing prices. Also, those I've been following on Twitter, those people that track inventory. Now, they've got lots of different ways that they do it. Tesla will never officially tell you their inventory levels, but the inventory levels of Teslas in the US have been increasing constantly since the beginning of this year. So, rather than cut production, which is what you could do, which is kind of embarrassing for a company that is talking a lot about its growth plan, that it's growing 50% year on year. If they start cutting production, that bursts Tesla's whole bubble. And I don't think Tesla want to burst that bubble. So rather than cut production, they're cutting prices to stimulate demand. You can decide whether you think that's a good idea. I mean, the US automotive industry does have form in not wanting to cut production and therefore cutting prices, and that's not always led to good things. And so we'll wait and see how it turns out. Meanwhile, the Model Y, the Model 3, so that now starts lower than $40,000. I mentioned that for the first time, $3,000 off the Model 3. Now it's below $40,000. I do think that's a really good price. And the Model Y also went down by $3,000. The Model Y vehicles are eligible for the $7,500 federal tax credit, and Tesla saying, well, we're making more efficiencies and saving costs so that we can do that. But again, they won't possibly say it's because we're seeing demand reducing or cratering or whatever. So I will watch the financial results tonight and report on them tomorrow on the podcast, and we'll see how that has gone down. All right, next, Tesla has topped the list for the most recalled cars, Mercedes and Toyota ranking the lowest. A study by IC Cars indicates Tesla is the brand with the most car recalls, with the Model 3, Y, S, and X. I don't know why I haven't given them in the correct order. My apologies. S, 3, X, and Y making up 4 out of the top 5 spots for the most recalled models. Any new listeners to the podcast or who don't know, thinking, why is he reading the Tesla cars in a certain order? Oh, I'll fill you in later. Following behind Tesla, Porsche has 4 of the most recalled models. Lexus, Mercedes-Benz, and Toyota have the least. It was analysed from NHTSA data, NHTSA data from 2014 to 2023. And I get that, but the problem I have is that what is a recall and what's not a recall? And I'm not arguing with anyone who says that Tesla shouldn't have recalls. If it's a serious problem that needs fixing, I believe it should be an official recall, even if it's fixed over the air. But then again, it's different, because when you say recalls, you do imagine, oh, so all those cars have got to go back to your Tesla service centers and have something tightened or what. It's not. It's nearly always an over-the-air update. But I do agree with them. I know Tesla fans hate it when I say this, but I agree they should be official recalls, because then it's documented, people know to update their software or to ensure that they have it updated, and it's recorded and it's documented. But I don't also believe that you can call a Tesla recall a recall like a Toyota recall, where you know the vehicle is going back to a dealership and it's going to be a right old pain in the backside. So let's move on. One more Tesla story to do. And Powerwall owners in California are going to see significant savings after a change to net metering. Tesla announcing that its Powerwall helping homeowners in California to save more money on electricity bills following changes to the state's net metering rules. The net billing tariff, the NBT, known as NEM 3.0, replaced the previous model of being given credits for sending energy back into the grid, with the value of the avoided cost to the utility. The company said that by adding Powerwall batteries with solar panels, homeowners can save up to 92% on their electricity bills. Tesla said that intelligent and customizable software in the Powerwall would help homeowners take advantage of so-called power hours, where credits are 75 times higher than their lowest export prices during the month, resulting in much higher savings. I completely agree in terms of having the ability to feed back into the grid, which I don't have at the minute. So I've got a solar edge system that doesn't island, if that makes sense. If we have a power cut, and I've not had a power cut in years, I mean, I've had the system over a year, not had a power cut, but I go offline. I would love, if I was in an area that had more power cuts or more rural, I would certainly love solar edge do make an islanding box that will take you or your house away from the grid. So you're not going to electrocute anyone working on the lines and not feed anything back into the grid. It's in the US. It might be in Europe by now. If it's, you know, if it's a few hundred pounds, I'd consider it. But even then, I mean, cars these days with vehicle to load, all you got to do is really protect the freezer. Like, don't lose a freezer full of food. And apart from that, I mean, we heat with gas at the minute. I'd love a heat pump, but I don't know if the investment would ever pay off. But that's great. So if you can feed back into, you know, the grid, go offline, sometimes take yourself off the grid, sometimes feed back into it. That, but the Powerwall gives you that flexibility, is what I'm trying to say, that my system doesn't, without adding an extra box, then that is really good. Okay, coming up on the podcast very soon, new charging stations for New York State. And how many people say their next car might be an EV? We have a new poll. Stick around, those stories are on the way.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
Okay, Gogoro and Enel X, the Italian company, are going to collaborate to create the world's first virtual power plants from battery swap stations. They're called Go Stations. As part of the partnership, the companies have rolled out 1,300 VPPs, virtual power plants, in Taiwan, 1,200 more expected this summer. Virtual power plants interact with the power grid in Taiwan, pausing their charging to resupply energy to the grid when local demand exceeds the existing supply. The move marks a new Gogoro revenue stream beyond mobility, and is the first time that this technology has been deployed in the world. The head of NLX in Asia and Oceania believes that virtual power plants will play a vital role in the transition to renewable energy and their ability to help stabilize local and nationwide power grids. Exactly what I was saying before about having solar and battery. If you can opt into, you know, a scheme whereby you become part of a virtual power plant, maybe your car won't charge or your battery won't charge when the grid is stressed, and you can feed back into it to help your neighbors, etc., then individually we win, but as a collective, as a sum, as a group, then we all kind of win when we think in terms of using our EVs and our batteries in new ways that haven't been thought about by many people. I mean, you and I have. Anyway, let's talk about New York State funding and investing in 250 EV charging stations for municipalities. New York State allocating $8.3 million in funding for 255 new charging stations. 28 of the fast charging stations will be DC, the rest being level 2 AC charging stations. The funding is the Municipal Zero Emission Vehicle Infrastructure Grant Program. Catchy. And a portion of that will be earmarked for EV chargers for fleets as well over the next 5 years. A new poll is next in the news, indicating that 40% of US drivers are seriously considering an EV for their next vehicle. Jointly done by the Associated Press here and the University of Chicago's Energy Policy Institute, 40% of adults in the US are considering switching to electric vehicles for their next purchase. Yet many are worried about high sticker prices and a shortage of charging infrastructure. Of the respondents, 4 out of 10 said they were likely to switch to an EV for their next vehicle purchase. 19% said a strong possibility of buying an EV. Half said they did not intend to purchase an EV in the foreseeable future. Now, how do you fancy a Range Rover that's all electric or a Land Rover? Some sort of off-road SUV? Well, you can't have one of those yet, but BYD will sell you one. Their premium brand, Yangwang, which, by the way, I mean, they don't need to worry about selling the cars, not in China, and they've picked their name. But I do think if you were going to sell this brand outside of China, you might not want to call it Yangwang. Either way, the BYD brand Yangwang has opened up pre-orders for their off-road U8. The pre-sales of their first model, the U8, at the Shanghai Auto Show, just over a million RMB. That's $160,000. So this is very, very premium. The car has 1,100 horsepower, 0-60 in 3.6 seconds. And yet it's an off-road master, they say. But very luxurious inside. So whether you ever take this thing off-road, it's like Range Rovers. Whether you take your Range Rover off-road or not, it's good to know that the vehicle can do it. It's got all the latest blade battery from BYD, and deliveries begin in September for the Yangwang. It's not a great name, is it? Now, let's talk a little bit about the UK National Trust sites getting new charging stations. When you walk past a car and you see a National Trust sticker in the window, you know, don't you? You just know what kind of person they are. If you don't live in the UK and you don't know what I'm talking about, the National Trust, it's a bit like an annual membership to go visit castles at the weekend. Oh, we love a good castle. Well, we've got all the history, you see. Compared to my American listeners, we hog all the history. Everything over here is old. And so you can be a member of the National Trust, and then you go in lovely stately homes at the weekend and go and have a nice cup of tea and a scone or something. They're adding more chargers to National Trust sites. Raw Charging is the company that's going to do it over the next 3 years. AC destination chargers. Good. Some DC points, they say, but mostly AC chargers. That is brilliant, because if they're 7 or 11 kilowatt AC chargers, and you're going to go along to some country estate and maybe have a little walk around the gardens for a few hours, AC destination charging is exactly what you need. None of these sites, we used to be National Trust members, and I guess it kind of lapsed during COVID and stuff, and we haven't signed up again. But there's a lot of places down here in the south. I'm in Dorset. There's loads of places, Dorset, Hampshire, Somerset, Wiltshire. We were always using our National Trust membership to get in places. It's for the free parking, really, isn't it? And so AC charging is just brilliant. They're going to use the ChargePoint CP6000s, and hopefully they can make them sympathetic to the surroundings. I would think they almost certainly will do in terms of where they put them and what they look like, etc., etc. Let's talk about Northvolt and Scania unveiling a battery for heavy trucks. The truck maker Scania and the battery producer Northvolt have created an electric battery with a lifetime of 1.5 million kilometres. That's 930,000 miles. Wow. Equivalent to a truck, what it would do for its usable life, until you might want to do a battery swap on that. Production is being carried out by the Northvolt factory, and the estimated carbon footprint out of the cell at full series production is a third of that of the comparative industry at the moment. And finally, let me just give you a mention on Rolls-Royce debuting its first pure electric car in China. That would be the Well, it's not actually called the Spectre. It's called the Shining. Okay. Rolls-Royce launching the Shining in China at the auto show. It was introduced to the rest of us as the Spectre. 430 kilowatts of EV power, 4.5 seconds 0-60, top speed 250 kilometers an hour, 102 kilowatt hour battery. And it just makes sense for Rolls-Royce and Bentleys and BMW i7s to be electric, because these cars, they will be quick and they will be powerful, but they're going to spend their entire time on the French Riviera wafting. And nothing wafts like an EV. You can take your wafty Rolls-Royce everywhere you want to go on the French Riviera, and people will just, in pure silence, be very impressed. It's got a double door design that is very eye-catching when we saw this. Very elegant interior with little pillows on the seats. You can imagine this Rolls-Royce looks exactly like you think it would look, but it's got all electric power. And that is your podcast for today. Thank you very much for listening. Thanks to our premium partners of the podcast that support, like everybody on Patreon who gets this show on the air. And frankly, they paid the bills. Phil Roberts of Electric Future, Porsche of the Village of Cincinnati, Audi of Cincinnati East, Volvo Cars of Cincinnati East. Now, I'm going to catch up with Jim from National Car Charging, hopefully tomorrow, and a little road trip with him in the UK. He's flying in, and you'll hear that soon on the podcast. National Car Charging on the US mainland, Aloha Charge, the outfit in Hawaii. Derek Riley from the EV Review Island YouTube channel. Make sure you subscribe to his channel and like the videos. Octopus Electric Universe is global public charging made simple with one app and one map. And Lease Plan Electric Moments, providing all the tools and guidance EV drivers need. Have a good and see you tomorrow. And remember, there is no such thing as a self-charging hybrid.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com. Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.